outrage and protests in the streets of Minneapolis after an ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent shot and killed a woman in her vehicle this morning during protests. As tensions mount over the Trump administration's deployment of some 2,000 immigration agents to the state, the fatal ICE shooting was caught on video. It shows a vehicle halfway in the street as an unmarked truck pulls up. Two agents in military gear exit it and approach the vehicle, ordering the driver to get out of the effing car.
No!
One agent walks up to the door and tries to open it as the car begins to move. A third agent walks in front of the vehicle and pulls out his weapon, moves to the side. The car continues moving, and the agent fires into the driver's side window.
No! Shame! Shame!
The car then speeds and crashes. Video shows the woman's body hanging out of the car with the door open. The person recording the video then follows the agent.
You! Shame! Shame! Shame!
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
This morning we learned that an ICE officer shot and killed someone in Minneapolis. My deepest condolences to the family, to the loved ones who had to learn about this tragic event on national television. We have been warning for weeks that the Trump administration's dangerous, sensationalized operations are a threat to our public safety, that someone was going to get hurt. Just yesterday, I said exactly that.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defended the shooting, speaking from a press conference near the U.S.-Mexico border in Brownsville, Texas.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day.
But this eyewitness to the shooting in Minneapolis, Aiden Erzana, spoke with Fox News 9 from the scene and refuted that claim.
The agents had been on either side, so they just backed up a few feet and then drove forward again. Somebody else said that the vehicle had been stuck in the snow a little bit. So they weren't driving at a person with any intention of hitting them. They were driving between.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, with the chief of police, pledged a thorough investigation.
To get to the bottom of this, to get justice, and to make sure that there is an investigation that is conducted in full. But what we do know is that a 37-year-old woman is dead.
Minneapolis Congresswoman Ilhan Omar wrote on social media the woman agent shot was a legal observer. As tensions ratchet up between the Trump administration and Democratic states critical of the president's mass deportation agenda, Minnesota Governor Walz urged the administration to leave the state. He's readying the Minnesota National Guard.
We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey was less diplomatic.
To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you. And it's also on you to leave.
Local leaders are urging residents to peacefully protest as outrage continues to grow.
They want us to respond in a way that creates a military occupation in our city.
Meanwhile, in Texas, NOM touted their operation in Minnesota as a successful one, noting they've arrested hundreds of people. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.